Welcome back to Straight Up with Stassi. So this is Pop Culture Hour, not to be confused with Happy Hour. Although pop culture does make us all happy, and so does wine, so do what you want.
Welcome, everyone, to the monthly episode, the Pop Culture Hour, that I do with Taylor Strugger, where we talk about all the things that we are obsessed with. Welcome, Tay.
Hey, girl. Hey, thank you. It's been too long, quite frankly.
I know. Just a month. It's too long.
I know.
It's too long.
I agree.
Maybe we should just start a separate podcast where we get to talk about all the pop culture-y things.
Maybe we should.
Maybe let's. What's a third? What's a third podcast?
What's a third? I have a daily. I have Taste Taylor. Let's just throw in another one.
No, just like, yeah, you know. Speaking of podcasts, like every reality star has a podcast. I'm starting to become over it.
I know. I'm with you.
If I hear about one more person starting a podcast, I'm gonna throw myself off the roof of my house. I'm gonna abandon my children and just off myself. Like, because it's what's the point anymore?
It's too late, okay? If you haven't already been in it, it's done.
Yeah.
Storefront closed. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. Like, at what point are people... It's like, and every time that a new person starts a podcast, they act like it's revolutionary.
That's the other thing. How embarrassing for their souls. You know what I mean?
You know, like it's never been thought of before.
Welcome to the 90s, Mr. Bonks. You know what I mean? You know.
What is that reference?
Oh my God, Father of the Bride.
Oh, babe, yes. Oh my God, babe, I'm sorry.
The facade was navy blue.
Yes, I'm sorry. That was fail. That was a fail on my part. Okay, whatever. How was your weekend?
Oh my God, it was amazing. I drank so much on Friday night that I blacked out because I felt so old at Jingle Ball. I had to drink through my aging insecurities. I have never, first of all, it was honestly so much fun, but I really was so aware of my age. Like, remember when you went to the club like a year ago?
Mm-hmm, 2 years ago. Yes. Mm-hmm.
It was like that. Like, I was like,
But Jingle Ball is something for people of all ages, I thought.
I know, but like, I just didn't know like anything that was going on.
Right.
There was a man named Jelly Roll.
I have no idea who that is. Who's Jelly Roll?
I still don't know.
Okay. So like, what is Jingle Ball? It's just like a concert?
So it's a concert. It's put on by, I guess, like local, super popular, like local stations. It's like all over. So In New York City, it's, I guess, like affiliated with Z100. That's like our biggest pop station.
Okay.
And it's a ton of different acts. And they all go up there and they do like a handful of songs. So that's the beauty of it, is that like you don't know. Like, yeah. I literally said to Tay, who's SZA? And Tay was like, you mean SZA? And I was like,
Wait, I don't know who SZA is either. I've never heard of
her. She sings all the hot songs. I feel like she's going to win Grammys and shit this year.
Oh, so, God. I need to listen to current music. I just listen to this. I am stuck in like 2013 and I can't get out.
You know, okay. It's scientific, right?
What do you mean?
It's not our fault. There was a study that was done, scientifically speaking, about music. And I think it's like past the age of 35, your brain literally like stops accepting new sounds of chord progression.
Wait, this makes me feel so much better about my musical taste.
And this is why, like, you just kind of like, from the time you're born to the time you're like in your mid-30s, you can like absorb and consume all types of new music. But like after a certain point, like your brain just like stops being able to process new music. So like, for example, if like in like the hip hop, you know, when hip hop was king, right? There was like a lot of sampling of 70s music and stuff like that.
Okay.
So like my mom loves hip hop because it's still the music she grew up with.
Right. Okay. Interesting.
So it's the same song that's just being sampled. So she's like, oh, this song sounds familiar, you know?
Okay. So I'm going to need like some new music to come out that sounds like, I don't know, Pitbull.
Like, you know that song, You My Little Boo Thing, Chains, and I know it's on Instagram. I like the song because it's a sample of
That's really old.
Gots to be real. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But that's old. Yeah.
When Carrie Bradshaw falls.
Yeah. No. Oh, I know.
Catwalk. What is it? Catwalk.
She's catwalk. Roadkill or something, isn't it?
She's catwalk roadkill.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes. You're 100% right.
Okay.
So, yeah. But so I knew that song. So they played it, and I like jumped up, and I was like, I know this.
Okay.
But yeah, I didn't know one Olivia Rodrigo lyric, but I pretended to, which made me feel so fraudulent.
Wait, hold on. So I thought it was Olivia Rodriguez.
I honestly...
It's Olivia Rodrigo.
I honestly don't even know. I think I just said it wrong.
I know that I like some of the songs when I hear them on TikTok.
Yes.
But I have never heard a full one through.
Mm-hmm. No.
I
either.
Love the sound of her voice. I think it's like she has a beautiful voice, but I still have not made the leap to go and listen to a song fully through.
She's an amazing performer. Like I was overwhelmed by, I was beyond impressed. Like I was like, I get it, but I still didn't know one song, but we had like these insane all access passes. So we were like literally where the guy is in like the control booth, controlling like everything, like the like lights, everything.
How'd you get that?
Claudia.
How'd she get that?
Cause she's the queen of New York City.
Oh, okay. All right.
It was nuts. But like everybody was so excited. And I was like, we're in this like primo location that like people would literally die to like be standing. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like I had to fake my orgasm. Do you know what I mean? And pretend like I knew the words. So I...
Totally. I get that. But this is the thing. When I'm at concerts, like I don't even pretend. I'm one of those wet blankets. I'm still enjoying myself. You know, right. we've discussed this, like when we were touring, like there are some people who like to sit in the audience and they don't like to be animated. They just want to sit, relax and enjoy.
Yeah.
That's me at concerts. Like I don't need to be like dancing and grooving and mouthing all the words. Oh my God. Like when Bo and I went to Taylor Swift, he wanted me to be that person. And like, he like was like, come on, get up, dance. I'm like, first of all, I'm like, not 9 months pregnant, shut the fuck up. And I'm like, I'm sober. And that's not my way of concerting. Okay. Uh-huh. My way of concerting is to just sit in awe and watch and respect. That's how I concert.
That's how you concert.
And Bo is not like that. He has to be like dancing, grooving, singing. And I'm like, oh God, you guys, we get it. You like the performance. We get it. You're into it. We get it. You love music. Shut up.
That's me. So Bo and I are the same. So when I don't know the song, I pretend or I slam double vodka sodas and then black out an hour after the concert. So,
all right.
That's how I spent my weekend. But I also found out really interesting, like pop culture tea on Olivia, Taylor Swift, and Sabrina Carpenter.
Wait, hold up. Okay. Because I feel like I've been served a few TikToks, but I passed right through since I don't know anything. Tell me what's going on.
So when Sabrina came on stage, I said, what's a Sabrina Carpenter? And Claudia,
I do know who she is because I think she just like has such an interesting look that like, it's hard for me to, I don't know what she does. I don't know if she's a singer.
Okay. The music and she wears ruffled underpants shorts. That's what she does.
I know exactly what her face and her hair looks like. Okay.
She looks like Hayden Panettiere, right?
Well, she looks like a Barbie.
She's like gorge and adorable and very captivating.
Okay.
So, but she has like Ariana Grande vibes and like musically speaking.
Okay.
All right. So it turns out that her and Olivia were on the same show together on Disney.
Why did I think that Olivia was discovered on TikTok?
She's definitely not, but now I'm... I don't know anything. Oh God. First, I know nothing about sports. Now I know nothing about Gen Z's pop stars. So something to the effect of, like, they overlap to some degree.
Okay.
But Olivia was dating this guy. Okay.
Well, that's where the song was from. It was that song that made her famous. Yes.
Yes. And so they broke up. Her POV was that he was like skeet skeet and skirt skirting around her back with a girl
named Sabrina Carpenter.
You got it. Named Sabrina Carpenter. But according to Sabrina, she just dated a guy who was single. And she didn't know about, like, she didn't know that he, like, I think her perspective is like, he was single. You guys were entangled. It was done. Maybe it was on again, off again. I don't know. But like, at the end of the day, it should be his responsibility. But 100%. Here we are with the girls, you know, fighting over the stupid boys.
Fucking.
So Olivia wrote Driver's License about the guy, but kind of also Sabrina. And then she wrote a song after that was like about Sabrina, like without question.
Right. But so didn't then Sabrina, I don't know how I know this information. Didn't Sabrina then write her own song or something? Why is this information all of a sudden coming to me when before I didn't even know if she was a singer or an actress? Holy shit.
TikTok is pervasive as fuck and we don't even realize how much it is. Yeah. Don't be. It's yes. Scary.
Okay.
So then she wrote an album, which people are like, oh my God, it's all about beef with Olivia. But other people who are big fans of her are saying like, no, absolutely not. It has nothing to do with Olivia. So it's all up to interpretation. But okay. Like basically the girls be beefing. Okay. So okay. It was like, oh my God, Jingle Ball together. Like, and Olivia was clearly headlining, but it's like, it must be so tense backstage. So like now I'm like, if there's drama, I am invested. I will learn the words to everybody's music at this point.
For sure. So, I will too.
So, but here's where it gets really crazy. So Taylor and Olivia had this whole kumbaya situation once upon a time. Then Olivia like heavily sampled some of Taylor's music without giving credit. She has given credit in the past, but she also kind of got in trouble with Taylor.
What does that mean to sample music?
It's like, it's like you can be inspired. So it's basically like plagiarizing or copyright infringement on music, right? But there's like, There's definitely things where you can be like, I was heavily influenced by somebody. So it does sound a lot like the artist, but like it is my own music. But like when that happens, people will sue each other. And like, you will have to like give like either like credit rights and, or you'll have to give money to the person that you sampled from, you know?
Okay.
Like you like their work inspired and, or like is very evident in your music.
Okay.
This happens all the time.
Yeah. I feel like I see like lawsuits like up on, you know, on Daily Mail and all that stuff. And I'm like, okay. Yeah.
So Olivia and Taylor, like Taylor was championing her. Then something happened where like Taylor felt like she was infringing on her music a little bit too much. I don't know if a lawsuit happened, if there was a threat of a lawsuit, but like they had a falling out for sure.
You know this for sure.
I know this for sure. I'm not sure if I'm getting exactly the details right and like the chronological, like the order's about right. But like there was like a point in time where like Olivia said like how influenced she was by Taylor and did give credit where credit was due. Oh, yes. Lo said, I am doing it. I am doing the damn thing. I am on track.
Yes.
And so, but they had a nice relationship. Then Olivia maybe overstepped a little bit in Taylor's opinion. It doesn't mean she did, but in Taylor's opinion. And so then they had like the beef be beefing. They had kind of a falling out.
That like the way that my blood is running cold for Olivia.
Like, no
kidding. Like the last person in the world I would want beef with, like full blown, like I would feel like I'd rather just like I'd move. I'd quit the industry.
So Taylor was mad. Now Olivia, I guess, doesn't like Taylor that much back either. Again, this is all speculation, but like, give me a break. And so Taylor has or had Sabrina opening up for her on her tour because Taylor be so shady. Because there's public beef with Olivia and Sabrina. And the real kicker. So what, like now in her like worldwide continuation of her tour, I said, because I was at a Christmas party this weekend and this guy was explaining all of this to me. So Claudia explained it to me. And then this guy also, like I was getting it from very like reliable sources. And like, I was getting all the details. So I said, so is Sabrina opening up for the rest of Taylor's tour? And he said, no, actually, Paramore is opening on the rest of her tour, or at least like the next couple of legs. And Paramore legit sued Olivia for copyright infringement on one of their songs.
Oh no.
So this is like
Taylor is shady so McShade. Hold on, Lo just wrote another message. What does it say? And Sabrina just publicly covered, I knew you were trouble, and Taylor promoted it on her IG. Okay. So like, is Olivia Rodrigo just, is she not it?
No, because this is the thing I can say from being a Jingle Ball firsthand. The way I watched her, I was like, oh, I get this girl. Like, I get why she's so big right now. And honestly, I think the only person that could give Taylor Swift to run for her money
is her
would be Olivia. Like,
I just got chills.
Looks like Taylor. She has like the same like music.
I don't feel like they look alike.
Isn't she like types are
tan
similar
and brunette and shit?
I know, but like the body types, like that, like lanky, gorgeous, like gazelle like vibe.
Okay.
And she was like, the way she was controlling the room, like the stage presence, girl.
Damn, I wish I was at Jingle Ball.
I know. I wish you were there too. That'd be so much fun. Oh,
And this is like, this is the thing with Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift knows exactly what she's doing, what she loves doing this with friends. She loves, this is one thing that it's like, God, this is so relatable that she does this. Like, cause you think of Taylor Swift as just being like not a human being, like of just being some like goddess, you know, that like doesn't even have like feelings or like doesn't eat, you know, like doesn't need like, like she's a breatharian, you know, like she can just like survive off. Like she doesn't need human things. She doesn't even need shelter. It's like, she just floats up to the sky to go to sleep. Like that's how I think of Taylor Swift. But when I see Taylor Swift with her squads and how she uses friends, not, and maybe not uses, just like, not uses in a negative way, but she's just like,
orchestrates.
Yeah. It's like, oh, she's being petty and she's flexing. She's flexing what she can do. It's relatable.
I have a segment called Petty Petty Princess that I do. And she is the queen of the Petty Petty Princess Club. And I fucking live for it. I love it. It's my favorite thing in the world.
No, I really like it too. Just like makes everything so entertaining. Well, and we might as well just like get into my main story that I wanted to talk about today, since we're already on the subject of Taylor Swift.
Yes, please.
Taylor Swift being Time's most influential person of the year. Do you know how big of a deal this is? I was looking back on the list.
Yeah.
There aren't any like celebrity pops, like they're, this is unprecedented. Like this is insane, like in the best way possible. There's just hope for basic bitches everywhere that one day we can be the most influential. You never know.
And the pettiest princesses of all time.
Yeah.
I have become such a fucking Swiftie in like the last, I'm going to be fair, because I'm like, call me a poser. I fucking deserve it. I have become such a Swiftie. And I would say like the last, I was going to say 6 months, but you know what? When she really got me was, this might have been even like a couple years ago, Scott Borchetta, who was, it's like, he was in charge of the label that like she literally signed with, her record label. Mm-hmm. And he sold her catalog to Scooter Braun.
Yeah, I mean, I know this story. I haven't been living under a rock.
Right.
It's like, yeah.
But that's when she got me, because I was like, female fucking empowerment against these like gross men who like want to take the credit for artists. And she was like fighting for herself, but she was also fighting on behalf of artists. And I was fucking with that. Like, I was like, yes, I was all about her like fighting against the man. So that's when I became like, she is the world leader that we all need and love on planet Earth. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I am now like a full Swiftie, but I feel even scared saying that though, because the Swifties are so powerful. I'm like, I am relatively new, so I like get nervous to say it.
No, I say it too. It's like Swifties don't even want me to be a Swiftie if I'm not Swiftie enough.
Exactly.
Like Lo just wrote in, no, we welcome everyone. Okay.
Oh, you
okay.
Do?
That makes me feel better. I just feel like I'm not, like, I consider myself a Swiftie, but because I don't know all of the things and I don't know like her favorite color, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm not allowed to call myself a Swiftie.
Me too. Like, we're Swiftie posers. Like, I want to acknowledge that we know we're not as Swiftie as you.
As you. Yeah. Like Swifties. We get it. This is, and it is no competition. Like, we're not trying to act like we're number one fan. Like, we're,
no, you guys win. You win. You guys
take
literally
it,
win.
Yeah, take yeah, yeah. it. Take it.
But they're kind of, they're a little scary.
No, yeah, you know? Yeah. 100%.
So I don't want to like fuck with 50. Wait, speaking of, I literally cannot believe I forgot to tell you this.
What?
So the last time I was on, we talked about Taylor Swift and of course, Brittany
Holmes. Yeah. Did what, did something happen?
Stassi?
What? I'm scared. My heart's beating out of my chest. I'm nervous.
A woman who listened to the podcast.
Okay.
Literally called my voicemail on my website.
Okay.
And left me a voicemail.
Okay.
That was so mean. She was so fucking pissed at me. She was like, you are the most disgusting human being on the face of the planet.
Can you play it for me?
Yeah, I'm scared to play it on the air because I don't.
Okay, fine. Fair.
But we do have like a disclaimer that says that if you leave a voicemail here, like you're giving us permission to play it like on the podcast. Or the
That's
Taylor
on
Trek
your
show.
Podcast. That's on yours. I'm not going
to
fuck
with
that.
Oh, you would like me to get sued on my podcast?
No, I'm just saying like you have the disclaimer, then like that's fair game. You can, but the disclaimer doesn't say you be featured on Straight Up with Stassi. That's the loophole. She could come for me and I'm just not in the mood.
Boom. You're brilliant. And also don't worry, because she told me, because she heard it here, because I've been talking about it, you been it on other platforms too.
I would imagine.
She specifically heard it here because she said to me, I'm never going to listen to Straight Up Stassi again. So sorry.
I lost a listener. She was trying to defend Brittany Mahomes?
Yes.
And what was she saying?
That I was disgusting and...
Did she actually defend Brittany? Did she make her case?
Here's the kicker. It wasn't so much because I like, so it was right before Thanksgiving. We listened to it. So like my whole family was dissecting it together. Somebody calling me an awful person. And she kept saying this to me over and over again, Stassi. I don't even know who you are. I don't even know who you are. Who are you again? I was like, okay, it's hurting. Job well done. Insulted. But basically, it wasn't that she loved Britney so much. She did say like, you know, Britney's a wonderful person, but it was more about like, if Taylor chose her as a friend, like it was Swifty energy in that it was like, how dare you come for one of Taylor Swift's chosen people? That was the energy it was giving. It felt like a rogue Swiftie. Just saying.
This is the thing. We don't know that Taylor Swift has actually chosen Brittany Mahomes. Like we've discussed before.
Yes.
It might just be a thing where it's like she has to play nice with all of the other... all the new people she's meeting because of her new relationship. Like, let's let this friendship play out before we start going so hard to defend. I mean, I haven't really seen that. Did they hang out? Yeah, they went on a private jet. She was wearing her jacket. I guess that like furry red one.
She was wearing her jacket. Yeah.
Needed something red to wear. She needed something red to wear.
Oh, God.
Whatever.
Anyway, I apologize. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. It's okay. It's all right. Well, you know, I've been the liability before, too. I understand. There is no better feeling than at night, after you've taken a shower, when you've done all of the things to your skin, and then you get in bed, watch a movie, show, have a glass of wine, whatever. But it's the fact that your skin is prepped. Okay. That's literally one of my favorite feelings in the whole world, especially if it's at a hotel. And I just started using, I finally got it in the mail, Osea's Super Glow Body Set. Okay. And if you're looking for a gift for someone, I mean, give the gift of that. Give the gift of that feeling that you get once you've like scrubbed your body, you've lathered it up with the lotion, you have the body oil on, and you know that like you're going to wake up and your skin's going to feel just so smooth. Like it honestly, the perfect holiday gift for people that you love. If you haven't heard of Osea, let me explain. Okay, they've been making seaweed-infused products that are safe for your skin and the planet for over 27 years. So everything they make is clean, it's vegan, cruelty-free, all of the things. You guys, oh my God. When I finally opened it up, I just love that it's a set so that you're able, if you haven't already tried Osea, you're able to try three of their different things. So you don't have to just buy like all of the things. They're like a little travel sized body butter. There's the body oil. There's the body polish that I use in the shower. And it just, I mean, my skin felt so soft. It was so glowy, so silky. And it was just the best night to like, just feel that like clean and get in bed and just do yourself a favor, get it for yourself or get it as a gift. And right now we have a special discount just for our listeners. You can get 10% off your first order site-wide with code Stassi at oseamalibu.com. So head to oseamalibu.com and use code Stassi for 10% off. Give the gift of glow this holiday season with clean vegan skincare from Osea. Doesn't it feel like Quince is everywhere right now? Like Quince is like it, like for us fashion girlies right now. I discovered Quince this past year and I fell in love because I'm on this. I've realized that I don't know if it's just like age or just like, I don't know. I've just learned that I want to own, instead of a lot of things, I want high quality pieces in my wardrobe. And a lot of the time that is expensive, but Quince, oh my gosh, a fraction of the price. And the way that they're able to do this is because Quince partners directly with top factories. So they're cutting out the cost of a middleman. So you're getting like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters, okay, from $50. Washable silk tops and dresses. I bought a gold and diamond ring. It's the croissant pave gold one. I bought that ring. I wear it every single day, and I bought that on Quince, and it was so much cheaper than what I see at normal jewelry stores. So if you're somebody who's wanting to update your closet and have higher quality pieces, more luxurious pieces, but you don't want to spend all of the money, head to Quince. It's also like a great place to go and find gifts for people. I mean, who doesn't like a cashmere sweater? Who doesn't? Show me someone who doesn't like a nice cashmere sweater. Exactly. Get affordable luxury for everyone on your list with Quince. Go to quince.com/Stassi for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Stassi to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Stassi. When Hartford became of like the age that I realized I needed to start giving her vitamins, I fully panicked because so many children's vitamins, they're basically just like candy in disguise with just like a bunch of sugar and unhealthy chemicals and all that. And I like didn't know where to turn. And then Hiya, I can't even remember how I discovered it. It must have been a friend, but I discovered Hiya, started using Hiya, and Hartford is obsessed. She asks for them all day long. She calls them vitamine. Or vitaminas or whatever in Italian, because that's what Bo calls them. So she's like running around being like, vitamina, vitamina. It's really, really cute. So they taste really good, but they are not filled with the grams of sugar that most of the vitamins do, okay? Hiya fills in the most common gaps in modern children's diets to provide the full body nourishment our kids need with a yummy taste that they love. They have vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, everything to help support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, and so much more. And everything is like all of the like free things, you know, like non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free. Like it is so safe. And I love that like the first time you order it, they send you this cool bottle. And then every month after that, they send you eco-friendly refills. So love that. So much. We've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to hiyahealth.com/Stassi. So this deal is not available on their regular website. You have to go to hiyahealth.com/Stassi and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. I just want to say, I want to talk about this article because I thought it was the best interview that Taylor Swift has ever done. Like, okay. To me, I felt like it was so interesting and it covered so many different things that I was not expecting her to talk about. I thought it was going to end up being like this, like boring, let's talk about business and making, you know, like bringing in all this money for, you know, whatever, like the world, you know, I thought it was going to be like about that. I'm like, oh no, she's talking about Kim Kardashian. She's talking about her relationship. She's talking about all the things. She's saying the trash will take itself out, which I never understood that because my trash has never taken itself out.
You're like, Bo takes my trash out.
The trash out. Yeah. Like where does that phrase come from?
Yeah. Cause it's actually very inaccurate.
It's the most inaccurate.
If only trash you to take itself out.
If only, like, my life would be so much easier. Exactly. Or Bo's life would be so much easier.
Yeah, let's get clear. Bo's life. Okay. His life is dominated by the trash.
Okay. The way she did not give a fuck and came for Kim Kardashian, I was scared.
Iconic.
I know, I was scared. I was shaken in my boots. Okay? Like, if I were Kim Kardashian right now, like, I would... it would be time to stay in my house and not do anything. And like, I could not believe how it's because we've all speculated. We've all been like, do you think that they got over it? Because Kim Kardashian's like, I'm so past that. I'm past that and all that. But we were talking about this. We don't think that they're over it because the Kardashians would have shown up to one of her LA shows. Like that would have to me been like
Absolutely. A
show of like, we're over it. Taylor Swift is so not over it.
Like the way she waited for this, like that's the thing too.
Yeah. The perfect moment to like the most like
so much self-control. Like I respect it. to like the depths of my butthole. You know what I mean?
100%.
Wow.
And it makes me honestly feel differently about Kim Kardashian. And I don't want to feel differently because I love Kim Kardashian. I know. Like, did you really do this that hardcore to her? Like, it's so crazy because it's so weird to hear Taylor Swift be like, my career was taken from me because from recollection of it, I'm like, to me, you were never not having a career. Like, you were always Taylor Swift. You were always like, you still like put out music, then you put out Reputation. Like, it didn't feel like she like was gone for that long. And then I remember when her documentary came out and I was like, she's talking about like being canceled. And I'm like, what? I don't remember her being canceled. But you know, one thing I know about being canceled is that when you are in it, it doesn't matter if what it looks like to the outside world, you feel it and it feels like the actual end of the world. Like,
and this is like when Kanye and Kim were like, I mean, hindsight is 20 motherfucking 20, but this is when they were like kind of everything.
Yeah.
And they called her a liar and they fucking framed her to look like a liar. So that was 2016. Then Taylor brought it back up in 2020. So 4 years later, and now here we are almost in 2024. She's on a 4-year cycle of dragging Kim Kardashian. And honestly, rightfully so, because when she did it in 2020, Kim was kind of like shoo fly, don't bother me, because she was like, really, in the middle of a global pandemic, you want to talk about your hurt fifis? And like, I think that—
Wait, I don't remember her talking about it in 2020.
So did you see all the stuff about Dumois and Taylor Swift's publicist, Tree Payne?
Yeah. Wait, no, I heard that on The Toast.
Oh my God. I did a deep dive into it. It's wild. First of all, I was like, what is a tree pain? So then I Googled it.
Wait, wait, hold on. What is the tree pain thing?
A tree pain is Taylor Swift's publicist. That's her name.
Oh yeah. Tree. Right. Yes.
But I was very confused.
I didn't know her last name was Pain. Okay.
I was like, is T-Pain like related to tree pain?
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm trying to follow.
They're not. Okay. Okay. So Tree Payne is like one of the most, I mean, clearly legendary publicists, because would Taylor work with anybody other than an incredible publicist? So when all the shit went down in 2016, so Tree never, ever speaks about anything for Taylor. They just kind of like, stories come out and they just kind of ignore them. So the last time Tree like made like a public statement on behalf of like Taylor and also like from her own account was when Taylor in 2020 brought up the allegations basically from Kanye and Kim about her lying about the video that Kanye did. Yeah. I made that bitch famous. Mm-hmm. And she basically was saying, I think it was around 2020, but she was basically saying to Kim, okay, so like that came out in 2016. Sorry. That came out in 2016. And then like 2020, 2021 ish. I can't really know the dates, but the whole video of Taylor talking to Kim and Kanye came out.
Oh yeah, I remember.
That they had edited. So like then all of a sudden people were like, wait a second, they're the bad guys. But because it was the middle of the pandemic, it kind of got lost. But Tree publicly came out and was like, ooh, what'd you do to the person that leaked the full video? And then was kind of like dragging them like, you guys are liars. Now the fucking world knows. So Tree has said nothing since then on social media anywhere. Until this Dumois stuff. So Dumois basically said that Taylor and Joe Alwyn got
married.
They didn't get legally married, but they had like a marriage ceremony.
Yeah.
And then Tree came out and was like, this is so hurtful. And like, you need to be held accountable for your lies. And like, she fucking slammed Dumois. And then Dumois fucking doubled down.
I saw. Okay. Yes.
Balls of steel. But yeah. Like, it's
no,
just
respect.
But I was also like, why is this the hill that Tree wants to die on? I get coming out in 2020 or whatever against Kim Kardashian when the truth was revealed. But like, I didn't even think like this story is, I feel like a know-nothing throwaway with Taylor and Joe.
You're not going to like what I have to say.
Okay. No, I want to know because I don't get it.
No, the Swifties aren't going to like what I have to say either then.
Oh no, I'm scared. I'm only
saying this because I'm using my own life experience. Okay. What if the only thing that I can think of is that Travis is pissed and Travis has a personality like my ex-boyfriend, Man Bun.
Whoa. Do you really want to go?
I don't know, because that is something, it's like Taylor's freaking out because she does like the thing that she loves the most right now, Travis. Like that is like, she is riding so hard for Travis. This is her relationship. This is like, what if he is a little controlling and manipulative. And now she feels like she has to make this big show of the fact that it didn't happen. That's the only thing I can think of, because that's the only reason I would, if I was in that situation, I'd be like, well, my boyfriend's yelling at me and he's been ignoring me for 5 days. So I have to clear this up, tree. That's
the math is mathing, Stassi.
Okay. But like, let's hope I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong because I want them to get married.
Yeah. Like, let's hope I'm wrong.
But it is giving, it's giving confusion. Like, out of all the things that are said about Taylor Swift, like, this is the one that her publicist comes out and speaks about. Like, who, even if they were married, who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Right? No, I know. That's what I mean. Travis might be mad.
Bad things people say. Why would they give such a fuck about this one? Unless Travis was mad.
That's the only thing I can think of. And I really don't want to be right.
2 + 2 = Travis's man bun adjacent.
Let's hope not. I just can't believe also Kim Kardashian hasn't said anything. But I guess that's the way that she handles stuff too. Like, Kim Kardashian, like, the Kardashians, like, don't really respond to that much.
No. And even like with her own sister, as we've talked about, Courtney, like, Courtney's like, I'm crying, I have feelings. And Kim's like, feelings are stupid. Stop crying. Like, I feel like Kim will never apologize, even to her own family. So there's no way she's apologizing for this. Kim gives, I know you're not watching this, but Kim gives a lot of Larsa Pippen energy, and they were besties for a long time. So it actually makes sense that like they would have maybe like similar personalities, and they are no longer friends. And it's like, so this season on Real Housewives of Miami, Larsa Pippen is like, she's like literally the worst. Okay. Like, somebody told her they had cancer on the show, and her reaction wasn't, I'm so sorry. Her reaction was like, I didn't know you had cancer, like that.
Okay.
Psychotic. And then the girl said to her, please don't tell anybody. I'm like, I want to tell people like when I feel comfortable. Uh-huh. And 6 hours later, literally the editing was like, no, really. 6 hours later, she told their entire friend group.
Wait, that's dark.
Yeah. But
that's
then,
really dark.
I know. But then when she's like mad at Larsa, Larsa's like, I did nothing wrong. Like, she will never apologize. It's like the epitome of somebody who like literally can never take ownership or say they're sorry. And I thought in that moment, like, wow, Kim and Larsa fighting as friends must have been a
wild
show.
You know wild. What? All Kim needs to do is say, can you look at my ex-husband? He was controlling the fuck out of me. And yeah. I'm so sorry that I let him do this. Like, that's pretty, because I understand riding so hard for your partner, especially when they are the father of your fucking children. So like, you don't have a choice. Like, that's the father of your children. If he's saying that, like, this is what they're going to do. And you want the father of your children to like come out on top and look okay. It's like, that's the only excuse you have. Kim, just come out and say it. And then we'll all forgive and be like, all right, YOLO.
I wish she would too. Cause I feel like it would, I think
humanize her.
Yes. And I think Taylor would be like, accepted. I think all Taylor wants is an acknowledgement and an apology, you know, and then she'll be able to move the fuck on. But like, I am shocked that they haven't had like some sort of conversation to like close this, like behind the scenes. I was shocked that like, this is still a thing.
Well, like what I wonder is, it's like, it's okay. So the Swiftie fan base, it's so huge. Like you can't, it's the biggest thing in the world. How is it possible that Taylor felt like her career was taken from her and she was canceled when she has this big fan base? It's like, was Kim's fan base that intense? And if so, where are they now? Are they here? Lo said yes. Kim's fan base. Is the Kim fan base here now too? I feel like I'm doing the Ouija board.
Kanye's, she wrote. It's Kanye's fan base. That's what it is.
But now it's... I don't think Kim has like that intense of a fan base that's gonna, you know.
Right. Well, you mean when she was with Kanye, Kanye's fan base was Kim's fan base. But now that they're not together, Kanye's fan base even Kim's fan base? Probably not.
No.
So yeah, now she's just floating out in the ocean without a fucking life jacket.
And deciding that she wants to be an actress on a show. Did you hear this?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Like, what? Isn't that the craziest thing ever? I'm like, Kim, you have... I act like I know
what
it.
What, does
like,
she want a podcast next?
No, literally. That's what it's giving. That's what it's giving. Kim deciding to have her own show where she's playing this lawyer or whatever with Ryan Murphy or whatever is giving starting her own podcast. Like, that's... It, like, Like with podcast one, iHeartRadio. I don't know.
Comedy? Question mark?
Yeah, girl. No. Like what? Like you have everything. You are a billionaire. You have everything that you want. Why would you go and bother yourself with like, do what?
Just it's, relax yeah, and chill. Apologize to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, just relax and apologize to Taylor Swift. That's it.
I feel like, I think that Taylor Swift is the most powerful she's ever been, literally in this current moment on earth. Yes. And I wonder if Kim's shaking in her boots a little bit because she did not go to the shows, like we said, but she has been like here and there, like putting like Taylor songs, like in her stories. Mm-hmm. And Dave Portnoy apparently is the biggest Swiftie in the world. He is so mad. And I feel his energy like in, the, like, yeah, in like regard to that only. Yes. But.
Okay.
He's mad at her. He'd like he's like, Kim, you can't just play Taylor's music and think it's going to be fine. But again, isn't that very Kim's, like Kim Kardashian to do? Like, she's like, if I play your music, it's like an apology, right?
Yeah, 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 for sure. Okay, so because Taylor Swift is the most powerful she's ever been, and I can't even see her getting more powerful, like what more power do you need except like magic superpowers? Like that's the only other thing that she could... Yes. Make her more powerful. Do you think she's going to come crashing down? I'm scared because people love to tear down people who are on top. That's like how it happens. That's how it happens.
I'm scared too. Yeah. Because it's like, don't fly too close to the sun.
Yeah.
We love to build somebody up to rip them down, but like she has been built up and ripped down. Like think about all the times. And usually it was at the hands of Kanye. So do we feel like she's like she's unripped downable at this point or... That
I hope she's unripped downable.
Me too.
I really hope she's unripped downable. I just don't think anyone is, though.
Also true.
You never know. Like, and everyone has like skeletons in their closets. You never know. You never know.
I know.
I mean, like, I don't really have any anymore skeletons in my closet.
Yeah, they've all been ripped out.
So maybe I'm undownable.
I believe that. Do you
at this
do
moment. No, I'm jinxing myself. Okay, whatever. Let's talk about Thrive Market because I don't always have time to go to the grocery store and I never can find everything that I want at a grocery store. That's why I love Thrive Market because you can just go on their website and they have almost everything, okay? Like almost anything you need for like grocery and household essentials. And you just get it delivered straight to your door. Even things that are like frozen or need to go in the refrigerator, they just like come in an insulated box. It is so easy. Also, as a Thrive Market member, I save money. On every single grocery order, I save an average of over 30% each time. But my favorite thing about Thrive Market is that they have these filters. Okay, so let's just say you're looking for, like, I don't know, a low sugar alternative to, like, I don't know, like a Reese's peanut butter cup or something like that. You can put in all of these filters to only show you snacks, like the ones that you are looking for. Because so often when I go to the grocery store, I don't have the time and I don't feel like interrupting other people and sitting there and just like reading all these labels. It's just, it's confusing. But on Thrive Market, you just put in the filters and you're only going to see things that you want. So it makes it so much easier to discover new things that you don't already know about it. I get all of my Annie's stuff from Thrive because like, that's one of my favorite brands ever. Hartford loves Annie's too. And join in on the savings with Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. So go to thrivemarket.com/straightup for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/straightup. thrivemarket.com/straightup. If you're already going to be shopping online, don't you want to earn cash back? Like if you're already going to be shopping online, why not just like earn cash back while you're doing it? That is what Rakuten does. Okay. It is the most rewarding way to shop because as a member, you can earn cash back on everything that you buy. And the way that they're able to do this is Rakuten, it's a shopping platform that partnered with a ton of stores. I'm talking like anything that you can think of, like beauty related, clothing, electronics, home, department stores, like pets, like so many different things. Like if you're already going to be shopping at Bloomingdale's, might as well get cash back while you're doing it because you're going to be shopping there anyway. Just you do it through Rakuten. So basically the way that they're able to do this is that the stores that Rakuten partners with, they pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. So you get paid via check or PayPal quarterly. It's the holidays. You're going to be buying gifts. So you might as well just get some cash back while you're doing it. Rakuten also finds you the best deals, sales, and coupons. So they're doing the work of searching for coupon codes so it can save you time and money. So like, think about it. If you're already going to go to Levi's or Urban Outfitters or Fenty Beauty or UGG or wherever it is that you're going, you can earn cash back while you're doing it. So start all your shopping trips at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app to start saving today because your cash back really adds up. I hope that Taylor Swift stays number one forever. I hope she is powerful forever. I also love that she talked about her relationship and she was like, I would never hard launch a relationship on a first date. And I'm like, thank you. I know. I know. Like, thank you for clarifying that for the losers in the back. Like, for sure.
Yeah.
I really hope I'm wrong about Travis being like man bun.
Yeah.
That like, seriously, Swifties don't come for me because again, I am one of you. I'm not as much as you, but I'm part of your tribe. Okay. I'm just trying to relate in this
situation.
No, it truly is. And I also love how she touched on the fact that she can't dance that well.
Oh, and she can. And I love that. I love the self-awareness.
Me too. That's like what makes me like love her even more is that because Taylor Swift dances exactly how I dance. Okay. Like, I am not a good dancer. So to see someone up on stage doing the damn thing the way that I would makes me feel better about myself. Okay.
I understand.
And I just love that she said she like talked about it.
You know, I thought I was a good dancer in like my 20s. And then I realized in my 30s that I actually have been bad the whole time.
Wait, did you really think you were a good dancer? You know, I've never seen you dance.
We dance on stage literally every night we're on tour.
That's shimmying like over one foot. That's like a, it's not a dance. Psychopath.
I'll dance for you. I'll dance for you the next
Why does that sound so weird? I'll dance for you.
It sounds really creepy.
Yeah, I don't like it. Don't do it. I don't want you to dance for me.
Did I ever tell you that at my first wedding, I almost bought a dress that looked like it was from Les Miserables and the bottom came off so I could like be like, now my wedding dress is like a short party dress. And I literally, I dead ass was going to get it. And I wanted to do a routine to single ladies
at
my reception to it.
I feel comfortable offending losing the listeners I'm about to lose right now. I'm okay with that, okay? The people who at their wedding decide to make their... No, if you want to do a choreographed dance yourself, that's fine. You're still welcome here, okay? But if you make your bridesmaids learn a choreographed dance, if you make your friends do that for you, don't listen to my podcast anymore.
Oh my God.
Because that's so mean to do to your friends. I'm just like imagining if someone were to put me in that situation. Like it's like to prove like my loyalty. Like you don't want to be the wet blanket that's like, no, I don't want to do it. But like that would be my worst nightmare, like to have to do that. So like if you want to do your own dance at your wedding, that's fine. Don't make your fucking friends do it too. Okay. You just froze.
Hopefully it was just a glitch in the Matrix.
Okay. Speaking of the Matrix, would you take the pill that puts you in an alternate universe where like everything's not real, but it's better? Or would you rather
sometimes I forget
live what's real?
What like a Dungeons and Dragons nerd you are. And then you ask me questions like that. And I remember. Toiling, spoiling, doiling, treble, ha, with like a wand.
That's not the Matrix. It's not what it's like. It's like
you take
the red pill or the blue pill. I just want to know, would you want to live in an alternate universe where everything's great or would you want to live in what's real?
What's happening to my body in the real world when I'm in the alternate universe?
It's like the Ozempic has Ozempiced. You're there.
You bring up Ozempic, I'm automatically going to say yes. So yeah.
I don't know what I would choose. I think I might choose happiness, even though it's not real.
If I could experience what it's like to be Taylor Swift getting off the stage and hugging Travis Kelce, I would do it.
Oh my God. I had a dream that I had a dream that I was having an affair with Travis Kelce. How did I forget about this? And then I woke up and I was like, I get it. I get it.
Tell me about it, Taylor Swift. Tell me.
We didn't even like, it wasn't even sexy time. Like I didn't even like have a dream that like it was like sexy time or like anything. It's just like we were in a relationship and I was aware that I had a husband. Like it was so fucked up and weird. It was so weird. But I understand Taylor, like their relationship now, because I've been there. I dated
him. From your dream. Okay, so you literally did it. So would you rather go back into that dream state?
No, no.
I went there forever?
No, I love my husband and my children. God, I'm so lame. Speaking of also people that I've dreamt about that I was in a relationship with, Kevin Costner.
Oh and my God. Wait, why? Because of all this divorce stuff he's been going through? Or just
I guess I had a dream that I was in a relationship with Kevin Costner. No, I woke up and told Bo about it immediately. I'm like, you are never gonna believe who I'm dating right now.
Wait.
Kevin Costner. And
what
I feel
happened in your dream?
Like we were in a relationship. I guess I don't really have sex dreams that often. It's just that like we're in a relationship.
You have relationship dreams.
Yeah, I have relationship dreams. And so now that I saw that he's with Jewel, I feel like I'm being cheated on.
By Kevin Costner?
By Kevin Costner.
I mean, here's the thing. He's Kevin Costner. Like, stud.
Kevin Costner is so handsome, yeah.
But I feel like the divorce made me think that he was like a real cheapskate beatskate, kind of. Like, he was like nickeling and diming his ex-wife.
Well, it's giving she cheated on him. Like, he's acting like he was cheated on. Do I know if she did? I have no idea. But that's what he was acting like. Like, he's acting like a bitter Betty. Like, he was cheated on. But it's also the mother of his children, so he needs to get his shit together and pay her.
Exactly. But like, I just feel like the Kevin Costner that you had a relationship in your dream, like, great Kevin. The Kevin that Jewel, like, poor Jewel got trash Kevin.
Yeah. Okay. I feel better now. Yeah, you're right. The dream, like, my Kevin Costner is Yellowstone meets Just Go With It, you know, or not Just Go, what's it called? The rumor has it. With Jennifer Aniston. That guy and Yellowstone guy, that's my boyfriend.
Vibes.
Yeah. So, but, yeah.
I don't know. It's just the most random. It's reminding me of Julia Roberts and Lyle Lovett. It's like so random.
I didn't know that.
I'm old. Just to remind everybody, in case y'all forgot for a second, I'm old as fuck. Yeah, that was like...
Interesting.
I think I was just old enough to like retain that weirdness.
Right. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Or like even like Sandra Bullock and Jesse James or whatever his name is.
Yeah. 100%. How did that happen? And then how did he cheat on her? The things that we've witnessed, the things that we've lived through. We're survivors, you and me. Okay. Wait, is there anything else you want to say about the Taylor Swift stuff?
No. I mean, yes, but no. I mean, we could literally talk for 18 hours about it.
Okay. I'm like, because we've already talked so long, I'm like now having to narrow down the topics. Was there one that I told you that sticked out more that you were like, oh, yeah, I want to talk about it?
I blacked out. I can't remember.
Seriously?
I have a short-term memory loss. You can't.
Okay, let's talk about Selena Gomez going rogue.
Let's do that. Yes.
Okay. Y'all. All right. So Selena Gomez is in a new relationship. His name is Benny Blanco. I guess he's a music producer music person.
Iconic.
But not an
he's been around forever. He's worked with Justin Bieber. Like
interesting. Very
interesting, right? So he's been around and he, like every song that you love, he had his hands on.
Okay. So this is what's weirding me out. Okay. I like Selena Gomez a lot. All right.
I'm not
coming for her.
I'm a Selenator. I'm a Selenator. I don't know what we call ourselves, but I'm also a poser for Selena fans, but I am a Selena stan.
Okay. Well, I really like Selena. I think that she's such a likable person. Like whenever I see interviews or things like that, I'm like, God, you're just so nice and likable. Like, fuck. Okay. But the way that she confirmed her relationship the other day was so weird. It was... Okay, instead of like, okay, she's the most followed person on Instagram.
the most.
You would think that she would have a plan in terms of how to announce her relationship. Like, she has PR, she knows, like, or even just a photo that she posts herself being like, this is my person or whatever. No, she went and commented like on Selena Gomez fan accounts.
Oh,
photos. Okay. Like, so like not even like her, she wasn't even like, she was responding to a bunch of
right. It wasn't even like people saying nasty shit on her comment section.
No, it wasn't in her comment section. She had to go to her fan accounts, go and click on comment sections, and go and comment back at people. And it felt crazy. It felt crazy. And then she said she was quitting Instagram, which she's done before. But then like right after she announced that, she posted a little bit again. And it's odd. It's odd.
Though I feel this in my soul. If I was as famous as Selena Gomez, I would do this too, but I'm not. So I can't, cause I can't like Selena is another one that's kind of like uncancelable. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like with Taylor, like she's so big, like you said, number one follow on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like her fan base is massive.
And like I have never like, I don't know like one person who's like, I don't like Selena Gomez. Like I've never really heard of anybody. Like she's just likable.
Totally. So I feel like because she is like so beloved, she can do the thing that I secretly like. I mean, my wet dream is like fighting my trolls in public and just fucking dragging them and then having all my peeps that love me be like, yeah, like, you know, like Gaston. What is that?
Gaston? Beauty and the Beast?
With pitchforks. Like coming for them with the torches.
Okay. Well, they were coming for the Beast. Yeah.
The way I would love to publicly drag and shame people who troll me, there are no words. So Selena is in fact living out my darkest dreams in this moment.
Wait, I didn't know this about you, Taylor. And this is so interesting because that actually is like my worst nightmare. I have zero desire to drag any of the people who troll me. Like I don't like engaging.
Right.
I don't like it. To me, like when I read something mean, like I feel nothing. What does that say?
Do you know what a gift? It's a gift. It's a gift for sure. Like I am so envious that you don't like the way it gets me. I just have to avoid it because when I see it, it makes me crazy. So I just completely avoid it altogether. And I've learned self-control because there are consequences when I drag trolls. I always have consequences. But if I had no consequences, I would drive over to their house and like,
but there
challenge them to a mud wrestling fight. Like, are you kidding me?
Okay. You think that there aren't consequences for Selena Gomez. There are. And I'll tell you what it is. Right now, she looks crazy. That's what the consequence is. Like, it's bad PR. It's just like a bad look. She looks a little cuckoo.
Well,
she looks like...
She's living out my deepest fantasy. So I stand by it. I support it on a whole level. Honestly, I'll join her in it.
Okay.
I'll do it for her.
Yeah. All right. We get it. You love Selena Gomez and you'll stand by her no matter what. I also saw it's like the next day she went out with Taylor Swift and she was all glammed.
I know.
All glammed, all looking all fashionable. And I wanted to know, I'm like, do you think Taylor Swift is at dinner with her right now? And was like, I think you need to cool it. On the Instagram comments. Like, I think you should probably rethink the vibe right now, Selena.
No,
like, I need to know what advice. Did Taylor acknowledge it? Was she like, yeah, it was a little crazy? Because if you did it, I would 100% be at dinner with you being like, you look like a clown.
Oh, I know. No, literally not me being like, you're Taylor Swift and I'm Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
And this
okay, let's cosplay.
And you would bring it up and I would be like, bitch, I am Teflon. I can do whatever I want. Come at me, trolls. Like, no, I think trolls should be punished. Like, oh, you're so big and tough with your keyboard confidence over here. Oh, okay. You want to play? Let's play. Don't want none of start none. You know what I'm saying? Try it.
And you scare me.
I'm not knowing the cool things to say.
Yeah, you're
like fight lingo, but I'm halfway there. But like, no, oh man, you can't be so mean to people. You can't trolls. You're not allowed. Who told you? You want to play with the big girls? Come with the chest.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't know what that means. I don't know. Chest bumps?
I heard it on a Housewives show recently.
Oh, really? Okay.
Come at it with your chest. Like, yeah.
Like a woman said that?
No, a man said it to a man.
Oh, okay. But you said Housewives.
Something about like, let's hit, husbands.
Oh, okay. All right.
They were fighting about following each other on Facebook.
No. Okay. So I just wanted to discuss Selena for a little bit. I just thought that was funny. Listen, Selena, if you're listening.
Yes.
We love you.
I
put down the phone. Put it down.
No,
put
it's
it
okay,
down.
Girl. Just tell me whose address to go to. I got you.
I want to talk about Sophie Turner right now. I know you don't know all of the info. And this isn't that juicy. Okay. I just want to talk about how she's literally living my dream life right now. Like, okay, so Sophie Turner just started dating. His name is Peregrine Pearson. They call him Perry because I don't know if you say if that's saying that correctly. Peregrine.
That's a rich ass name, right?
It's
there.
A fucking rich name. Like, and he is from family money. They're worth over $200 million. So like he's in like English society.
Oh.
And love this for her. I fucking love this for her. Like, this is what you want. Like after all, like Joe Jonas thought he was going to do something there. He really thought he was going to make her look bad. He thought like he was going to come out on top. This to me is the definition of coming out on top, like getting into like a society person,
yes.
You know, it's giving the Gilded Age. In every way possible.
She's like playing at castles and
yes,
shit.
This past weekend, they just went to, where is it? It's Blenheim Palace. They had a hunting weekend with all their, like, Marquess, how do you say that? March, like, you know, dukes and shit. Marquis. Yeah, people with titles.
Like the nightclub Sophie, in New York?
No. Not that. You know, like titled people.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know they were like a marquee. I thought they were just like, I didn't know what their like collective naming was.
Well, I think they're under, like first it's king.
Yeah.
Queen and then prince, princess. Yeah. And then like where, then you'd like duke, duchess. Is that where the marquee then comes in? Or is there knight. One in between?
A knight.
I think that's I think a knight is because that's a sir then S-I-R, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, oh yeah, like Sir Elton John.
Yeah, that's not as high as like a no. No. So that's the life she's living. I didn't even realize. Oh, Lo just wrote in. The five ranks of British nobility in descending order. Duke, Marquis. It looks like Marquess, therefore it should be. And then it's Earl. Then in parentheses, C count, then Viscount, and then a Baron.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot.
Luann's a countess. That's impressive.
Not anymore because she got married to Tom. Worst decision in the history of the fucking world.
Big mistake.
No, good. No, the, that's not talked about enough.
Enough.
How I wouldn't be able to live with myself for Tom. Like the worst man in the world. You lost your countess title for the worst man in the world.
What now if, so when she was divorced,
she could keep it. She just couldn't remarry.
Shut up. I didn't realize that.
Yes.
That's ironic.
The most, it makes me sad.
I feel, Luann, I'm sorry.
No, I'm so sad for her. But like you did it, like you actively chose that. You
for
knew
Tom?
What you could lose for Tom. Like all the right, like the writing was on the wall. Like all the signs were there. All the red flags shining bright, like a motherfucking diamond. Like you still chose to lose Countess. You chose that.
Oh my God.
Anyway, I just love this for Sophie Turner, and like I can't believe that people actually like. Exist like this. I always felt like it was just in movies or TV shows, but there are old money, real wealthy people who go hunting in castles.
Oh God, it must be so snotty and amazing.
They would hate us.
Oh, we're such plebes.
No, like we couldn't be more plebe. Like we could not be more common. Like they would hate us in our Zara clothes and our,
oh my God, our Zara clothes. We make them look designer though.
You know? Like I'm not gonna, I'm not like, I don't like hunting. Like that's not my thing, but I would do it if it meant I was like staying at a palace and I could like go and live that life. Like I'd pretend to shoot at an animal. I would like pretend. Like
I wouldn't actually miss on purpose.
Yeah, I'd miss on purpose. Like I wouldn't actually, you know, shoot the animal, but I'd be like, yeah, I'll carry this gun, I guess.
And the outfits are so cute.
Totally. Totally. And you have to have like an outfit for everything, for each activity.
Tennis, hunting, cigar smoking. There's like
breakfast. Literally. Luncheon. They probably call lunch luncheon still.
Totally.
Afternoon tea.
They probably go
to the drawing room after dinner.
She traded New Jersey. I can say this. I live in New Jersey. She traded New Jersey for British like royalty. Mm. She's thriving. There's no better revenge than living well.
Yeah. Truly. I just love this for her so, so much.
Me too.
Like, and the fact that she's best friends with Taylor Swift too. It's like everyone that's like in pop culture right now, everyone I'm reading about is somehow related to Taylor Swift. Except us.
Yeah. And Brittany Mahomes is. Don't make me say it. Don't make me state the obvious, Dobbsy, and get myself in trouble yet again.
So that's what I got. That's everything that I was obsessed with as of right now.
I think we covered it.
I love you. Everyone go follow Taylor Strecker at Taylor Strecker on Instagram and all the things. Go to her Patreon. What's the backslash? Patreon.com/
The Taylor Strecker Show.
Listen to her podcast, Taste of Taylor. You know, all the stuff.
All the things.
All the
I
stuff.
I love you.
Thank you, guys. I love you, too.